Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we presented a number of questions on the parish of Shifcha Charufa, Shifcha Nechrefes Le'ish, and now we are going to present the Mahalach to understand the parasha based on the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagaon HaGadol, Rabbi David Yitzchak Manzatzal. So based on the questions we asked, we would like to suggest the following to clarify matters. According to Rabbi Yishmael, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yishmael, we're paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, and we're going to use Rabbi Yishmael's idea, this Rabbi Yishmael is in Krisis 11a and Gittin 43a. The pasuk is talking about a Shifcha Keninus who is betrothed to an Eved Ivri. So, Bivadai, there's no Tfisis Kedushin here. And she's not Eshes and Eshes Ish. And nevertheless, the Torah was Mechayev Malkus and a Karban. So it must be that the Yesod HaChiyuv, the foundation of this obligation, is not like another type of Eshes Ish, where there's an Isra of Arayas here, but rather, she's just set aside for this man, and the obligation of sleeping with her is that one went against this being set aside, this yichud. She has yichud lebaila, was meant to say yichud lebaila. She is set aside for this man. She's a shifcha kenainis, she's meresis levitiv, she's set aside. Memela, somebody who sleeps with her is chayva karban, because he went against this yichud. And that's the same megeder as we see in the tremendous Sefer Be'er Miriam in the third volume Hilchos Malachim in the ninth parak in the eighth halacha, that we have the same geder by Ishus of a Ben Noach, and Ishus Ish by Ben Noach is also against the Yichud. She's Miyuchedes Labaila, and he went against this Yichud. And this isn't a Kinyan Isser, this isn't an acquisition that creates an Isser like a Maisa Kedushin that we have by an Ishus Ish of Yisrael. So that's all according to Rabbi Yishmael. So similarly, according to the way we paskin, that a shifcha charufa is a chatzi shifcha, v'chatzi bas chayrin, that's married to an eved ivri, where medina kedushin, she is a chatzi isha. She's half married because she's chatzi bas chayrin. So Medina Kedushin, she's a Chatzi Isha. And her din and her Ishus is a new type of Ishus, a novel concept from this unique parsha of Shifcha Charufa. And this is discussed by the Achronim in the Yad Melech, in the fourth parak, Halacha Yud Beis, in Hilchos Shkagas, and in the Sefer Yeshuas David of Agon Rav David Pavarsky Zetzal, and Evin Ezer and Chela and Simon Ches. I believe the Yad David in Hilchos Shkagas. And even hopefully we will see more about this in a different shir. Al Kol Panim, we can say that the geder of this woman's Isser and this Parsha Mechudeshes of Shifcha Charufa, according to the way we paskin that she's a Chetzia Shifcha Chetzia Bas Chorin, who's Moresis Levit Ivri. So we could say the Geder is like according to Rabbi Yishmael. Just according to Rabbi Yishmael, we're talking about a Shifcha Gemura. And the way we paskin, there's no Yichud if she's a Shifcha Gemura, only if she's a Chetzia Shifcha Chetzia Bas Chorin, then there's Tfisis Kedushin, through which this Yichud, this being set aside, is chal for her husband. And having relations with somebody against this yichud creates a chiyuv karban for the man, malchus for the woman. But there isn't a complete ishus here. All we have here is yichud lebaila. This is again a unique gather of a chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chorin, where because there's this Kedushin here, she is a half a Kedushin, she's now set aside for this man, and then somebody who sleeps with her is going against this Yichud. But it isn't a regular Ishus. If it was a regular Ishus, then there would be Chiyuv Misa, there's nothing to talk about, but this isn't a regular Ishus. Vayen kan b'Rashi, Rashi kotev, Nechrefes is Lashon Miu'edes and Miu'chedes li'ish. The Lashon of Nechrefes is a Lashon of being set aside and special for the man. So then again, it means that she's not Mikudeshes. There's no formal betrothal. She's Miu'chedes u'Miu'edes. Vayen b'Lashon HaRamban, Pasuk Chof, Ramban says, "Vanirei like you milashon kasheisi bimei chorpi," in the book of Job, in chapter 29, verse 4, "bimei neurai v'chein lo yecharef levavi miyamai," a verse in Job, chapter 27, "shloyeli lev nar," it's a lashon of being a nar, "v'yikro bimei neurim yimei choref." Choref is at the beginning of one's life. Ziknes begeder kayetz, that's when you gather everything in. And the Ramban says that this naira is set aside for this man for carnal relations. Lashon charuf milashon nairo pilakshus lasharitz v'lishkav. Ki apilega she'asher hi mesharis is ha'ish v'yishkav ima tikra nara lo. So she's his nara, this pilegesh. And that's what this shifcha is. She's set aside for this man, for carnal relations. And this is not regular Isha, says the Ramban. It's Yichud like a Pilegesh. Today in modern Hebrew, in Israel, when a man and woman are living together without Kiddushin, Rachmana Litzlan, she's called Isha Yidu'a B'tzibur. Here also it's the same idea. She's Yidua, she's his Pilegesh. She is set aside to be his Pilegesh even though there's no formal Kiddushin. The Gur Aryeh writes that Kol Davar Shehuscho Nikra Charif. That's Lashon of Shifcha Charufa, because the Kiddushin started, but it didn't end. And when's the Kiddushin going to end? When she becomes an Eishes Ish, after she's completely freed and she becomes an Eishes Ish, then it's going to be completed. Like Rashi says, Kilo chupasha l'fichach ein chayav alei misa, since she wasn't freed, therefore there's no chiyuv misa. She'ein kiddushei kiddushin, the kiddushin isn't a proper kiddushin. Ha'im chupasha kiddushei kiddushin v'chayev v'chayev in misa. But if she was freed, then the kiddushin is a kiddushin, she's chayev misa. But in the meantime, it didn't finish, it just started. And all this haschala accomplishes is yichud lebaila, and therefore she's called a shifcha charufa. Vayein kan b'kli chemda shehevi me'arishonim she'ein din shifcha charufa ela b'mureses le'evet ifri amutar b'shifcha aval mureses li'Yisrael aval pi dechailu kiddushin v'im nishtachucha gamri bo kiddushin ein es achiv d'parashas shifcha charufa. Interesting. Kli chemda brings from the Rishonim that a shifcha charufa is only talking about someone who is me'oreses, is betrothed to an eved ivri who's mutter b'shifcha. But if she's more restlessly Yisrael, even though the Kedushin is Chal, the Chaitzi Kedushin, and if she's freed, then it's the Kedushin's completed. There's no Chiv in the parish of Shivcha Charufa. And that's like we've been saying, that the Isser is Mitzad Miyuchadus Lebaila. The Isser is because she set aside for this man, and not because of the Etzem Chalos Kedushin to make her an Eishes Ish. V'chol she'asura lebaila, ein miyuchedes lo, vein al ze dinei shivcha charufa. If she's asura lebaila, i.e., this shivcha is moresisli Yisrael, there's an issue there. Yisrael's not allowed to marry a shivcha. Regular Jews not allowed to marry a shivcha. There's no parasha shivcha charufa. Shivcha Charufa is when she set aside special for this man, but if the man is forbidden to her, there's no parasha of Shivcha Charufa. V'zeh mevu'ar mima sheroim dinim miyuchadim b'chiyuv Shivcha Charufa shelo kishar arayot ve'eshet ish. And this we see from the fact that there are unique dinim in the chiyuv of Shivcha Charufa, not like other arayos and eshes ish. Galashin Arambam, Beperagimel, Meisuri, Bia Loch Yedalid, Bia Shivcha Zum Meshuna, Mikol Bios Asuros Shebetora, Ein Shem Barambam. The Bia with this Shivcha is different and unique from all the Bias Asuros Shebetora. Vuhu, the Boy Gmar Bia Veloy Machayab Al Harov, Al Bia Shaloy Kedarko, Bechain Boy Shetebu Ula Dafko. The Bia of this Shivcha is different than all other Bias, and that's why we require a Gemar Bia, Ha'arah, the beginning. The Neshika Sevarim is not enough. There's no Chiyuv on Ha'arah, there's no Chiyuv on Bia Shalok Darka, doing it in an irregular way. We also require she should be a Bi'ula. Klichemda wants to learn Mipashtis HaKosuv that she has to be a Be'ula Dafka to her husband, but Lo Kein Naktu B'Pshitus Baruch Laner B'Krisus and the Minchas Chinuch in Kufchof Tes. Anyway, it's clear that she has to be a Be'ula, the Gemara says, but the question is, does it have to be Lebaila or not? So that's the subject of a Machlokas Achronim between the Klichemda against the Aruch Laner and the Minchas Chinuch. So this is a unique type of Bia, of Isser Bia. V'hainu mishum. She'ein ha'cheftza le'isser Bia, she'bezeh b'chol ha'tarakul ha'arav, v'shelo k'darka Bia havu. She is not a cheftza for an Isser Bia. She is not the object of a regular Isser Bia. Because in that case, b'chol ha'tarakul ha'arav suffices. Bia shelo kedarka suffices. But rather, the yisod ha'isser, the foundation of this isser, is mitzad ha'asiya neged baila. One is acting against her husband. Against this man who had set her aside for his own personal relationship. And getting in the middle of that is a very serious avera. And the only way there's going to be a proper asiya neged baila, it's not stamin iser bia. Stamin iser bia could be even hara or shelo kedarka. But here the yisod ha'iser is mitzad ha'asiya neged baila. And that is only accomplished, the sin, is if there is bia gemura, and there has to be a higher level of bia. That's mechayiv and onish. Which is only Bia Gemura. There has to be a Gemar Bia. And she has to be a Be'ula. And it has to be Kedarka. And the reason she has to be a Be'ula, so, according to the Klichemda, it makes a lot of sense, because she's a Be'ula Labaila. So once she's a ba'ula l'ba'ila, they have this special relationship. She's already had relations with her husband. And then this guy is coming and having relations with her. So that's mechayev and onesh. Otherwise, he's pater. The Kli Chemda brings Rishonim who say that it's talking only about a nesua. Lashon Rabbi Kiva is called Shechetzia Shivcha Bechetzia Bas Chayrin. So is this Moresis? Some Rishonim say Moresis, but some say that she has to be the second stage. She has to be nesua again, because that's a higher level of a Sia Neged Baila. Because by Erisin she's still Bebeis Avia. And this is like the Dine B'nei Noach B'eishas Ish, where also there's one is Pater B'hara V'shelo Kedarka V'ein Bo Erisin. And this is discussed at length in the phenomenal work Be'er Miriam in the third volume, Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. And that's what would appear to be pshat in the pasuk, Bikores Tiye. And Rashi explains from the Sigyan Krisa stuff, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Hainu Malkus Shehem Bekriya. That Malkus have a Kriya. So it means Bikores Tiye. Amrav Yitzchak Dehei Bekriya. That when they give the Malkus, they call, they read out the Pasuk on the person who's getting Malkus. V'hifla Hashem is Makoscha. That from the Tochacha that God's going to give many Makas. And we bring a Braisa, that's Gadol Dayanim Makri, Sheini Mona, the biggest of the Dayanim reads out the Psukim, and the second of the Dayanim counts the Mispar of the Malkus, and the third says Hakeyu. It's one Pshat. Another Pshat is Bibikur Tiye. It's a Halacha and Dine Malkus, that you assess the nuka to see how many malchus he can take, and it has to be one that a number that can be divided by 3. In other words, if they assess that he can get 20 malchus, they only give him 18, because they give him 2 in the front and one third in the front and 2/3 in the back. Bikoires tiye. Malkus shetehe b'kriya, omitzad kriya, omitzad bikur, that we require malkus that are realish dalish. That's what it means b'bikur. You have to assess this. We have to understand why are these malkus dafka said, and why does the Torah use this lashon of Bikores Tiye? It's a funny bechlal, just to translate this pasuk that we've been learning is a difficult pasuk. Thank God for Torah Shebaal Peh. Otherwise, we'd mamish be like Ivrim Ba'afela. We'd be like blind people in the dark. What does it help if he's blind? It doesn't matter if he's in the light or in the dark. In terms of if you're in light, then somebody else can help you. If you're in dark, even people who seek the un help you, nobody can see. It's dark, it's pitch black. So we'd all be in the dark. So Baruch Hashem for Torah Shebaal Peh. So why here does use a lashon of Bikores tell us this Malkus? So normally Malkus b'makom misa omedes ayin b'sanhedrin daf yud amud aleph Rashi v'tosfos, that a person was chayev misa and the Torah was mekel with Malkus, and there it's a gedder of onesh v'chiyuv. But here there's no maisa aveira l'chiyuv, because since, as we've been saying, she's not a cheftz of eshes ish, but rather it's an inyan of yisur shalot tasekein. It's giving her this pain, this suffering, that she shouldn't do this dastardly deed, this terrible deed. Like the Malkus of Ben Sora Amore, as it says, v'yisuroso. And even a katan is chayiv in this. Ayin b'zeh b'chidush Rab Chaim Alevi b'Hilchos Mamrim. And if you want to learn a good sefer in Hilchos Mamrim, the Yad Melech in Hilchos Mamrim is Oisig Evenlich. Pashut, Yotze migeder haragil. Vim Kain Ikaro Bisur Abali De Bitui Bikriya. So therefore the Ikar here is not the Onesh that it's Malkus Bimakom Misa, but rather the focus here is on the Yisur, the Yisurim that are expressed in the Kriya. The lesson has to be learned. Im lo tishmor v'hifla Hashem es makoscha, es makosecha, which is an ashara, don't do this again in the future. And therefore there's an emphasis here on the kriya. And also according to the Man D'Amar, that bikur is omed, is that you assess. So normally, when Malkus is b'makom misa, the din omed is included in the special kula, and it's not me'ikar onsha. Like we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin over there, omed lama, ayin sham, there it's a special kula, and not me'ikar ha'onesh. But here, kamash malan lechatchila, there's no onesh that shaykh to the chiyuv misa. It's just an inyan of yisur. La'acha shetam shechlichios. She's going to continue being alive, but now she learned her lesson. We don't want her to die. It's not b'mkom misa. And therefore the assessment that she shouldn't die is be'ikar sibas ha'onesh. Normally it's a kula on the onesh because the person deserves to die in the Malkus with Makom Misa. But here, melechatchila she's not supposed to die. And therefore the omed is part and parcel of the punishment. She's supposed to stay alive and just be more careful in the future. And therefore the Torah writes this omed in the Ikar Achiv. It's part and parcel of the Ikar Achiv, Bikaras Tiyah. Make this omed. Make this assessment. Make sure that she's going to stay alive. Because she has to stay alive, because she's not chayav mis in the first place. She just has to learn a lesson. She's not a chef to veshus ish. And essentially, this is what the Gur Aryeh says in the words Bikaras Tiyah. Sheyesh al beizin levakar maasem v'lo yadav v'zeh hefker rak yivakru beizin acharav. U'meyach ha-shem ratorah sheyesh al beizin levakar im ken yesh le beizin liyasir lo chiyachosam. V'zeh o'malkas shenikra v'yisru. In other words, it's not a maisa aveir over here, and you need a yisur and a tochachav based in order to get her on the right road. It's not a dvar hefker. It's not just something that's free. You could just punish the person. Bezin should be very careful. Yavakru bezin acharav. And therefore, bezin has to be critical about this. That's the word bikaris means critical. Bezin has to assess the situation. Beis Din has to see how much he's able to take. And Beis Din has to give Yisurim and Tochacha. And that's the Malkus, the Yisru. There has to be a Yisurim over here so she learns her lesson. But again, it's not B'mkom Onesh Misa. Because there is no Onesh Misa because she's not a Chef Tzavei Shesish. And we also see in the fact that she gets Malkus and he doesn't get Malkus. Because if it was a normal Isser Bia, Adarabba, who's doing the Isser? The man. He's the primary actor. And for the woman, you need a ribui. You need a chiddush for the woman's chiv. But it's primarily the man. And yet here, she's the one getting punished, not him. The answer is, because here the ikar aveir is the siya neged baila. So it's primarily her aveira. So you're right, the man has to bring a carbon. But she's the one getting the malchus. If she was a chefze veishasi, shavadah, the man would also get punished. So this starts us now, Baruch Hashem, we were magdir what type of isser we're dealing with over here. And the Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shiur, we will continue and get to the bottom of this very obtuse parsha and see continuing neflos mitaras Hashem, as we've already seen. Thank you so, so much for listening, Sweetest and Most Beloved Friends. And we always must remember that Seif Dovra Kol Nishma Esalokim Yerav Etz Mitzvos of Shmor Ki Zeh Kol Adam. Shalom, shalom.